Welcome to another program of Vantage Point with George and Rita Kelly.
Physical fitness is the in thing today. We hear it on radio, television, and even in the workplace. Even with daily workouts, vitamins, and organic foods, our bodies still decline with age.
It's interesting that in our 20s and 30s, we tend to think we're invincible. But it isn't long before we're confronted with the hard fact that time marches on.
That reminds me of the lady who told her minister that she was always looking for the hereafter. He replied, "That's very commendable. And how are you thinking about the hereafter?" She replied, "Oh, when I'm looking for something, I get to asking myself, what am I here after?"
Yes, it happens to all of us. And trying to hold on to our physical health is like trying to stem the tide with a bucket and a spade. But no matter what we do, aging is inevitable. And the old adage, time marches on, is so very true.
As time marches on, we do notice that some things improve with age, like wine or cheese. But on the other hand, the human body doesn't. In its natural state, it ultimately dies.
But for the person who's committed their life to Christ, age doesn't really matter, because the Bible says, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man, the spirit, is being renewed day by day.
Today, millions fear aging and dying. We hate the prospect of getting old, but it's inevitable. We dread leaving our homes and going into an old age facility. And above all, we hate the prospect of death. However, it will inevitably happen to most of us. The Bible says, "It is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment."
There's a wonderful promise given to those who believe God's word, the Bible. Just before Jesus was crucified to suffer the penalty for our sinful condition, and before he left this earth to go back to his Father in heaven, he gave us this wonderful promise.
Jesus said, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it wasn't so, I would have told you, but I'm going to prepare a place for you. And when I go and make ready a place for you, I will come back again and take you to be with me, so that where I am, there you may be also." Yes, and he also said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me."
Thomas, one of Jesus' disciples, was puzzled by that saying and asked this question, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, and how can we know the way?" But Jesus answered, "I am the way."
Yes, his followers needed the assurance that when he left them, they wouldn't be helpless like sheep without a shepherd. But they needn't have worried, because in the Bible it's recorded that Jesus said, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age."
There's a verse that children used to sing in Sunday school, and the truth of it is in the Bible. Those words go like this: "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so."
Today we're offering a free booklet entitled The Man You Must Confront. Simply write to us at Vantage Point, Box 101 Moorbank, New South Wales 2170, or contact us via the website communicationradio.com. And remember, Jesus Christ is God's answer to your every need.